Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Sometimes I was thinking of the verse إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On the day of Qiyamah, everybody is in problems, and the one that is safe from the problems is the one that comes to Allah Ta'ala with a sound heart. What's the meaning of a sound heart? So we have got two sides to the heart. One is the physical, one is the spiritual. The physical heart is not being referred to here, because the physical heart of a kafir will be much stronger and better than your heart. So then what is meant by Man atallaha biqalbin salim? He comes to Allah Ta'ala with a sound heart. So the sound heart has got two dimensions. One is that all the articles of faith are clean, undiluted, absolutely pure. Now, to understand what is the meaning of purity, you need to understand what is impurity. Then you will understand whether the heart is pure or impure. So the impurity generally comes from the false isms that are around. Atheism, and then you got communism, then you got this LG, then you got Satanism, and all these type of isms that are floating around. These things come and contaminate the faith. New things, new ideologies, that is not inconsistent with the original articles of faith. Original means the articles of faith by the pious of the past, Sahaba Kiram, Tabi'in. Many a times, even our elders, our great grandfathers, so their hearts were not polluted. So what is the difference between our iman and their iman? Their iman was firm, not shaken. Come what may, the iman wasn't shaken by any situation. So Allah is what? With us, Allah is sufficient. And our faith is, no, but we have to do something. You know, iman is in place, but we have to do something. So that's the difference from the original to this day. So therefore you'll find that the original Muslim, then he didn't want to hear anything that's going to shake his faith. Even if it is that an alim is wrong, he doesn't want to hear that. Because of his respect for the alim is at that level that he cannot endure anything that is spoken against that alim. I know when I just graduated and I came, right? So there were some practices that I wasn't in agreement with, some ulama, but I couldn't mention that to my father. Marhum Maghfoor. Because I knew now the respect that he holds them was too much. I'm going to say something, he's going to become really upset. So just to save the situation, I won't mention it. But I knew that that's not the best thing, alright? We say there's a degree of permissibility or karahiyat, but it was not the best thing. But with all that, I couldn't mention that. Just to keep it like that. Well, they heard it once, that you respect an alim, and that's it. They don't go beyond it. I was looking at one of the shuruhat of Bukhari Sharif, and where Imam Bukhari Sahib Rahmatullah speaks, and he says, Qala Ba'dun Nas. So that was the first Qala Ba'dun Nas. And Allama Ubaidullah Sindhi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he writes that why did Imam Bukhari Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi say Ba'dun Nas? Whereas in the 24 places in the whole Bukhari Sharif where he says Ba'dun Nas, most of the reference is made to Imam Abu Hanifa Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. There are about 5 or 10 where others also can be implicated or implied, but most of it is Imam Abu Hanifa Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Why didn't he say straight? So Ubaidullah is a great muhaddis, so he says no, that was out of respect. Alright, then he says, but he could have said qala ba'dul ulama or qala ba'dul fuqaha. Why didn't he say qala ba'dul fuqaha? At least the picture would have been more clear. So now that's a very interesting point that he brings out. He says that if he had to do this and qala ba'dul fuqaha or ba'dul ulama, he would be expressing his anger against fuqaha, and expressing the anger against fuqaha is expressing the anger against fiqh. Maybe not directly, but indirectly, he is expressing his reservation against fuqaha, that means against fiqh. So now, to save all this, now the amount of respect that went into this, I was really, when I said, I seen that, I was really, really, really shaken. What level of respect this man must have had, Imam Bukhari sahib must have had, for his kitab to get that level of acceptance. It must have been an exceptional level of respect that he had. And although he had a serious difference of opinion with certain ulama kiram of the time, but when he speaks about it, but this is how he addresses it. So this was the distinct feature in the iman of the people of old. So this qalb in salim requires two things. One is that iman will be absolutely sound. Now what happens to us is, we feel what's the wrong in reading. Reading this, reading that article, reading the third article. So yes, you can read. But you can read to the level that you can digest and you can absorb. If your digestion is not wrong, not right, and you're eating, what's going to happen? It's going to be a constipation, diarrhea, stomach is not going to be right. For some time, until everything is cleared out, the stomach is not going to be right. And if it is something bad that you've eaten, then it can be a chronic problem. It can turn out to be a chronic problem for the rest of your life, like to live with it. Now that was because you ate something that was not in agreement. Now because it's a physical thing, you can physically perceive it, right? But the same law will apply to an intellectual thing. You learned something, you read something, right? And you said, what's wrong in reading it? So you read it, but now because of that, you got an intellectual diarrhea or constipation or something is jammed up here. And you can't just expel that thing. Now you're moving this way, the other way, and the other way. But that thing is not just leaving your mind. In namaz, the same doubts, same things are playing up. Yesterday, there was a person came here, quite a prominent person, very prominent professional, but I won't say what profession. A very prominent person. Now, he had a discussion with an atheist, right? But that atheist was now at a level that you can't imagine. Imagine a complicated mathematical problem, but he can find a formula of his own, from his own mind. And that is acceptable in the academic level. So he must be someone exceptional. But he's an atheist, right? So he mentioned something to him, and this person couldn't get rid of it. Right? Now I won't share that with you, because I can understand what's going on today, that the iman is not at the required and desired level. We think we've got it because of what we have read, but لَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Iman has not gone right to the depths. You see, a person's behavior shows that what is the level of the iman. Your behavior, your conduct, etc. shows that the level of iman is not as it's supposed to be. Man had a parrot and he thought the thing, read La ilaha illallah, illallah, illallah. So that the whole day, illallah, la ilaha illallah. But one day that thing just got loose and the cat began to throttle the thing. And all that came out from its tongue was tear, tear, tear until the thing choked to death. So that's the level of, we got it on word. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. It's not gone to the level that is required. Otherwise the behavior would have been different, the conduct would have been different, the whole outlook of life would have been different. See. At times, Rasulullah Pak Sassam had to caution some of the Muhajirin Sahaba Kiram when these, the ghanimat of Hunain, etc., pouring in. And they want to know, why don't we get also some portion of the booty? So Rasulullah Sassam explains them, Bukhari Sharif Hadith, that it's not because I dislike them that I'm not giving them. But مَخَافَةَ أَيُّكَبَّ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِمْ فِي النَّارِ, that these people's iman is only right when they have got some wealth. With that wealth, the iman is right. And without that wealth, the iman is shaking. So he's giving them just to save them from Jahannam. So that wealth coming in is not an indication that you are blessed. It's not an indication that it's barakat. It's not an indication that your iman is strong. No, it's not that. It is some, for many people, like us, we got that wealth, that iman stays right. If you are here, right, in namaz, and you hear that all your properties, investments, all are burnt out, I ask you, for a couple of good days, what will be the state of your mind? What will be the state of the namaz that you perform? Will it be the same, absolutely same, or will it be moving? Now look at Shah Muhammad Ishaq Sahib Rahmatullahi, who we have acquired hadith from, right? Ishaq Sahib, then Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib, Shah Waliullah Sahib Rahmatullahi, right? There's a chain. So he had moved on to Medina Munawwara, he and his brother, I think Shah Muhammad Yaqub Sahib, both of them, they have moved on. Now look at the iman. So you get an idea of what true iman is. So one family friend, he was there in the presence of Shah Muhammad Ishaq Sahib Rahmatullahi, and he sees, hey, these two brothers today, they're two jolly men, too happy, so happy, you can see it, the way they're moving, reading kitab, talking like this, they're too jolly, they're too excited. So this Khadim, this family friend, he said, perhaps, they got an investment in India, that thing sees to them, it sustains them. So bahut kuch aaya hoga, he must have been, there's an escalation, and they receive a big lump sum, they received, and thus bring about the joy and the happiness. But now, for the respect that they hold the ustad in, the esteem that they hold him, they can't talk to him directly, but as he told you, you're too jolly and too happy. But now one person, after all, the excitement is still carrying on, today you seem to be so happy. What is it? He said, "Suna nahi. Didn't you hear?" He said, "No, I didn't hear. What happened?" He said, "You see, the properties that we had in India all have been expropriated by the government. Government has taken everything. So that's bringing about the happiness." I said, "But is it a time to be happy? Or is it, there's a time to be worried, covered with anxiety?" He said, "You see what happened? That until that thing was around, our mind and our heart used to go towards it. Right? Natural, this thing going to bring 50,000, that thing going to bring 20,000, that thing going to bring 30,000, right? So until that thing was around, our mind used to go to it. Now it's not around, now Allah Ta'ala gave us that blessing to look at Himself directly. It was around, so we looked at it, and we looked at Allah Ta'ala. But now it's not around, so the obstacle that was on the path, that has been removed, now we look at Allah Ta'ala directly. So that brings us the happiness. It was around, so because it's a Darul Asbab, so we had to take the sabab. But when Allah Pak Himself has removed it, now He's blessed us with an opportunity to look at Him directly. So that's bringing about the additional happiness and excitement. Now you see, the iman on one side, مَخَافَةَ أَيُّكَبَّ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِمْ فِي النَّارِ, this one person. And this person here, that wealth brings about a problem. Rasulullah is ready, Zuhr namaz, Asr namaz, and he rushed to the house. And he brought some gold and gave it out. He says, "Hey, I got worried now. I got these things here in the home, right? And that thing has not been given. That is dear for an hour or 2 hours. I felt very uneasy until it's distributed." So there is the one person who's got the wealth, but with that wealth he feels very uneasy. And there is the other person that feels the ease in the presence of the wealth. When the wealth is around, then the ease, that ease, the mental tranquility and calmness. See? Now, please, for Allah's sake, if we're not at that level, don't go and dispose of your wealth. You're not at that level, when you're not at that level, then you don't imitate. ma ana minal mutakallifin. I don't pretend to be what I am not. Al-Mu'tami Sahib Rahmatullah writes about these people here. This iman, you know, we're talking about the, what brings about the pure, complete salvation. One is, main thing is qalbun salim, right? And qalbin salim are two elements. This is, up to recently, talk about Afghanistan, that means in his day, it means about 150 years ago, in his day, a criminal is brought, right? So, it's a hardened criminal, so he is supposed to be executed. So, at that time, they would strap him against that big gun or something, what do you call it? A cannon. And they would shoot. And that would be the end of the person. So when they would just squeeze the trigger, Ma says you could see actually that his body is all broken down into pieces. Head is one side, hand is one side, foot is one side, the leg is the other side. But as he's been taken to be strapped onto the cannon, then he's saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And there's a distinct happiness on his face. And when his body is broken down, disintegrated, then you can hear clearly his mouth saying, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So that iman is so deep, although they are doing some wrong, whatever they have done, but the iman is unshakable. See this, iman is unshakable. They talk about Abu Mihjan, Sahabi or a Tabi, but in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, right? And whilst in jihad, whether he drank something that was not supposed to be drunk, or he spoke in praise of some drink, right? Some wine, he spoke about it. The Arabic has got that, right? A lot of poetry has got praises of alcohol, etc., etc., for whatever reason. But the Amir at that time, he felt it's not right. He got him in prison. At the thick of the battle, and the Muslims are struggling, but he made sure that this person is in prison. In the meanwhile, when he saw that this person is, he's imprisoned, that this prisoner is hearing the update for the jihad now. Okay, today is happening, that event is happening, and there is one person, one Roman, Rustum by name, but he is just mowing down Muslims there. Now he heard it for the first day, second day, but the third day was too much for him. When he heard it for the third day, now he says to the wife of the Amir, you know what, this is what I'm hearing. And I can't tolerate this thing here. Now I'm in shackles, I can't do anything, right? But I promise you, if I'm alive, I'll come back. If I'm dead, then good riddance of me, right? You've cleared the Islamic lands of my impurity. So both ways it'll come right. If I'm alive, I'll come back. I promise you I'll come back. So much persuasion, and she released him. So now see, I'm alone, I got no, I haven't got a horse, I don't have any equipment, give me something. So she gave him. He went, you know, this was the man, Rustum, alright, went for him. In about 3 hours he wiped him out. And as he wiped him up, he came straight back to the Amir's wife. He said, see, I've accomplished, the mission is accomplished, now you can pass in again. Now they worried that who was the person that wiped out the Rustum. So now when Rustum died, the whole thing collapsed, the whole morale of this broke down. See, there must be a farishta, Allah Bakhsir and farishta, to wipe it out. Then after much investigation, they found out that this was the person. But you see that iman really was something too much, man, too much. And when that iman had to strike, it struck. Come what may, come the obstacle, come the obstruction, but what, when they had to act, they acted. See that iman, when that iman is in the heart, إِذَا خَالَتْ بَشَاشَتُهُ الْقُلُوبِ, you know, that Hiraq al-Hadith, when that heart has got the sweetness of iman, then his behavior is totally different, absolutely different. It's not the same. Al-Mu'tami Sahib Rahmatullah says, he's talking about iman now, get our iman refreshing, right? So his contemporary was Murtaza Hassan's brother, right? Maulana Mujtaba Hasan, very great debate of Islam, of India. Some debates are in my mind, but now not talking about debates, now we talk of Iman. Forget the debate now. The debate is a very interesting subject, let's say. Or phir kya hua, isne kya kaha, usne kya kaha, everybody likes to listen to that. But sometimes there is some benefit, many a times it's just entertainment. So leave the entertainment, let's talk about the work, right? So this Maulana Mujtaba Hasan, he had one friend, Sheikh Abdul Haq, that was his name. So now this must be just about a century ago, because Mu'tai Sarraf, he passed away 1942 somewhere, right? So this must be when he was still in his young, so about 100 some odd years ago. So he says, I used to be in the Masjid al-Nabawi, ala sahibiha wa alayhi salatu wassalam. And I used to see one person, absolute, total villager, ignorant from his behavior, which you can make out, bilkul jahil kisam ka aadmi hai. But his eyes used to be fixed on the Roza Mubarak. Not turning right, not turning left, not even blinking. So this Mawlana Sheikh Abdul Haq says, I just took a liking for the person. What reason Allah Pak knows, but I just took a liking for the person. You look at the Roza Mubarak, and no blinking, one way, staring sometimes 5 hours, 4 hours. Alhamdulillah, we had the good fortune of seeing one buzurg. That you should look at the Kaaba Sharif the same way. Mawla Fateh Muhammad Khalifa. He will look at the Kaaba Sharif straight, you know, no blinking, not looking right, left, nothing. And you ask him to make dua, that's my experience, right? He'll make dua for you, and as though the whole thing has appeared before him. Your whole future has appeared before him, he's making dua exactly the same. So you will not say it was Alimul Ghaib. Yes, Allah Pak has given him some type of an understanding, alright, make dua for this thing. But he will tell you exactly the future. And number two, in a second stand he's crying. He's crying one way profusely. He is just crying one way. The duas that he makes, you see, just working out. Just working out. How he got that inspiration, Allah Pak knows. But he'll just cry. And how I confirmed that it was the same person, because the name is the same, Peshawari, Fateh Muhammad Sahib Peshawari, right? So Mawlana has got an article in his kitab about the same Ali. They kept his name Sahibul Buka. First Mawlana felt perhaps he's got a mental problem, therefore he cries so easily. He just becomes emotional and he just bursts out. So Mawlana asked him to do some Hakimi treatment. But that he became even worse. So I said, no, this is a genuine thing. And he allowed him to cry. Right? So we're talking of the Sheikh Abdul Haq Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi. So we get this type of buzugan adin. There'll be different type of roses, different type of flowers. And appreciate all, you'll get the benefit. Right? Appreciate all. Not like Ahmad Katrada said, not like that. He said, one majlis, he got a majlis, see. He says, you must give your wife some type of flower, you must give, you know, every week or something, you must give flower. So, Mawlana is a little bit light-hearted. So, someone asks him, but do you give flowers? Yeah, every week I give. Yeah, what flowers? Sasko flower I give. Every week I give 12.5 kilos. So when I share you the family, he wants his garam rotis, nothing else. Anyway, we talk of the Sheikh Abdul Haq Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi. So he saw this villager, he just took a liking for him. And strangely, the villager took a liking for him. Now, Mawlana says, I had a pain in my stomach, and rice was not agreeing with me. This villager told me, today after iftar, after Maghrib namaz, dawat my house. And I said, as much as I want to prevent this, because now I know he's going to be feeding rice, not going to be agreeable. Then he's a villager, he's living out of Madina Munawara. So to get out of Madina Munawara is one job. Then his house is in the sticks, I must go through the sticks, go to his house, and then I'll have to have meals and come back. And I must miss my Taraweeh namaz. We're coming here for the Jamaat namaz, etc. And this person here, Buddha, he mar diya. This old man is not today. But now the love that I had for him was such, I couldn't refuse him. Love, the affinity built up. It was difficult for me to just turn him down. Anyway, so accepted the da'wat. Read Maghrib namaz, Awabin, Itminan ke saad, half an hour something. And he went. And now I have to go right out of the town. Can you imagine Medina, out of the town? And then from there now into the sticks. He said, hey, today complete, we missed out Taraweeh, everything is gone, khalas. Foregone conclusion. As we come into the house, he says, ya walad, get the rice ready, get prepare the rice. Rice is like, no doubt, okay, we lost it today. Or the rice was prepared, etc. Mishra, eat nicely. Alright, now you can leave. He took a few steps with me. And as he could see, alright, I could make out the way to the town. He left me. And meanwhile, he got another guest. So he had to see to the other guest. I went. I said, I lost it today. As I come to the Masjid al-Nabawi, I see the whole masjid is empty. One person is sitting at the entrance. He's eating a khajur or something. So I asked him, Taraweeh namaz, is it over? That man is saying, Anta Majnoon. They just read Maghrib namaz and went now. What are you talking about? So I discovered this man was a Sahib al-Karamat. That in that few minutes, he took me home. He had prepared that rice. He brought me back to the masjid. And here they hardly finished the Maghrib namaz. They just gone now to eat after after Maghrib namaz. They were gone home. See, these are the people that iman is very firmly rooted. Nothing affects the iman. Our Hadi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, right? When he lost his first sheikh, then he was in a state of bewilderment. That anxiety is created, why it's created. See, if the path of suluk is not yet complete, then it brings about an anxiety. I'm not easy. The one is looking for the proximity to Allah Ta'ala, but he can understand within his mind that my suluk is not yet complete. One is sair fillah and one is sair ilallah. So it's two different things. Zahibun ila rabbi sayahdeen. So this one is sair ilallah, one is sair fillah. Right? So, sayr fillah, there is no limit to it. Right? Sayr ilallah, there is a limit. Like how, from grade 1 to matric is a limit, isn't it? But after that, there you carry on. You just carry on. It just moves on and on and on. Because, be nihayat dargah is. Says that this is a threshold without limits. You just go on and on and on. It never ends. That's Allah Ta'ala. That's His treasures. إِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. No end. You know, it's a shoreless ocean. That's Allah Ta'ala. That's His treasures. No shores to it. Right? So, Hazrat Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, although he's got khilafat from that first sheikh, Naqshbandiya sheikh, right? But he's seeing there's a void and I need to progress. I need to cover that void. And that anxiety is just building. It's not just ending. So, this Sheikh Qalandar was Hazrat Hadi Sahib Rahman's Ustad. He saw him in the state of anxiety and said, alright, tum lohari chale jao. Shayad tumhari matlab ki baat waha hasil ho jayegi. Go to Lohari. This is where Haji Noor Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to be, right? So you go there, perhaps, you know, what you are in search for, in search of, you will get in. In the meanwhile, Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has also seen a dream of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he's being handed over to a personality, and he can't identify the person who I saw. Make out the features, but he can't remember now, he can't see now the person. Where is he? And this Qalandar Sahib had showed him that go to Lohari and you'll find the person. So as he came up to Lohari, And he saw Nur Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, immediately saw, well, that was the person that I saw in the dream, made out, identified straight away. Nur Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah says, aapko apne khabon ke upar is qadar ehtimad aur yaqeen hai, but everything happened there. But now, we talking of this Qalandar Sahib. Now, he must have been such a great person, such a great buzruk. He was a sahib-e-huzuri. Sahib-e-huzuri is person sees Rasul-e-Pak in life. Every now and then, sometimes daily, sometimes twice a day. So you get these type of people, as Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullahi, he would say, I just have to put my head down and there I see Rasul-e-Pak. So you build yourself up. It's not just words. That yaqeen, illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. When you bring yourself to that level, then Allah opens up all those veils, etc. And those veils are removed and you're seeing things directly. Yaqeen grows, you're seeing things in a different perspective, your understanding is different. Someone, look at their yaqeen, right? So, one person, for the child was deformed or whatever, not fully formed. So he came to complain to Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah. I said, alright, read this dua here. If he doesn't work out, then it's better for him to die. But you see the conviction that what he's saying here, really what he's saying, they speak in a different term, right? That definitely this child will come right, that's what he's saying. And you have to read the dua for one day or 2 days, the child just came right. So the yaqeen is at a different level. One, two times they do things and it just works out, right? So that's the yaqeen, that's the type of affinity, the ta'alluq they have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But obviously this is built up. It doesn't come with words. We think it comes with words. A lot of mujahada, a lot of, more than mujahada is the muhabbat and the affinity they have with their shaykh. It's not just the mujahada. More than the mujahada is the muhabbat, the love that they have. The love they have, hubbu shay, hubbuka shay yu'mi wa yusim. Then you are blind. Then you're not seeing anything. Whatever the person says, you are overwhelmed, I must do it. Bibi sahiba ne keh diya, wo kya karenge, bade miyan, kya karenge? Wahi came. For which asmar Allah knows. Why is that muhabbat? Is it? That muhabbat is such, is so strong that she has to say it. And you'll make a ta'wil, biwi ka haq hai, aashiru hudda bil ma'roof, all the hadith will come before you. Biwi ka haq. Now these people's ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala was so strong. Ta'alluq was so strong. They blinded, after they're blind, they can't see anything. If they see Allah Ta'ala. They see the hand, they see the hand of Allah Ta'ala. They see Qudrat, they see the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what they see. And that's how they see, that's how they reason. See that yaqeen. So that's the need of the time. More than anything, when I'm seeing the halat today, the greatest weakness in this ummah is yaqeen. Yaqeen comes over you. Get that yaqeen right. See, therefore, the hadith says it very clearly. That if you hear of Dajjal, فَلْيَنْعَ عَنْهُ, keep a distance. Because the person will think that I know and I am a mu'min, etc., etc. But then as he comes to Dajjal, then he will be overwhelmed by the things that he sees in Dajjal. He'll be overwhelmed. So don't take a chance in these things. You don't have it, don't take a chance. See. مَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُتَكَلِّفِينَ, don't pretend to be what you aren't. You aren't, then just keep away. Don't pretend, don't make up a story. Like, you know, don't exceed the limit. Don't exceed the limit. So anyway, this Haji Qalandar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, great alim as well, he's going for Hajj. En route to Medina Munawwara, the driver of the camel caravan gave one shot, right? And he's giving him this one shot that what he had all disappeared. You know, jisko chaska lag gaya, wo samajhta hai ke mere se kaun si cheez chali gayi. Who's got that taste of love. He's got the taste of love. He understands fully what I lost. But you didn't get the taste of love. What you can't understand? You can't understand. It came and went away. Went away. So what? Came then what? It's gone. So what? But jisko mohabbat ka chaska lag gaya, he's got the taste. There is a difference. Then you can't. Just moving like this. Tarap raha hai. Kya kehte hain? Tarap raha hai. You know, you slaughter a sheep or a goat, what do you call a fowl or something, and wo tarapta hai. Kya kehte hain isko? Angrez wale bhi nahi jante hain. Bara. So he is ye tarap rahe inshallah. Now he's trying one thing, went through that youngster. It turned out that he was a Sayyid. And this Mullah Qalandar Sahib gave him a shot. And now everything just went away. Now he's not getting that at all. Now he's crying, making dua, istighfar, tawbah. Eventually, when he came to the masjid, someone told him, see, there's one black woman. She comes very, very rare, she comes. Very seldom she comes. See, one is the muhabbat, one is the adab. The muhabbat and the adab. These two things you can't compromise. Come what may, you can't compromise the muhabbat, you can't compromise the adab. I just showed you Imam Bukhari Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and his works are reaching to this day, right? And you see the level of respect. Although he's got a serious discrepancy, but then the level of respect. Obviously, his understanding of deen was not like ours, right? We are like small babies. Not even fit to be in his presence, we are like that, right? He's such a person, right? So the understanding that he had of the Sahaba, understanding that he had of the Hadith was of a different level. But you see the respect. He didn't compromise in the level to the least level. And then the level of love, the level of adab he's got, and Allah allows his works to just flow. Come what may, just flowing. Yeah, he's given him that one shot, and jo kuch hasil tha, wo khatam gaya. See, this level of love, adab. I beg your please, for the sake of Allah, don't interfere, don't experiment. Sometimes I give goals, then sometimes it's like an istidraj. You don't even understand that something has gone. You don't even understand. It goes so discreetly that you can't even understand that I had this gift and this gift is gone. Furthermore, Rangoi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh had declared the permissibility of a certain type of a crow. See, the crow that we get here sometimes, right, in Spingo, that is the haram type. Because it's got a white on its stomach, on the abdomen side, it's got a white. You will see it very high. From the sound you can hear distinctly it's a crow. But the inside is white. And what has been spoken about is the Indian crow, what is common, the urban side on the right. That is totally black, right? And it doesn't eat meat. The stinger eats meat. Carrion, etc. you'll eat. And that thing doesn't eat meat. It will eat grain mainly. Now and then something comes, a different thing, but its main food is grain. So Mona passed the fatwa of that thing being permissible. Right. Some buzru in Purab, right? Some buzru, very great buzru, he said, "Aaj to kawwe ko halal kar diya, kal ko to chil ko bhi halal kar diya." Today he has made the crow halal, tomorrow I don't know what else he'll make halal. So, but he had to say this, and he saw that what he had within him, that thing just disappeared. You know, you got a drive, a motivation, and just running all the time, just spirited, you're just running. And then that spirit just collapses within you. The spirit was high, you're moving, and there was no obstruction at all. And suddenly there is a collapse, everything is just collapsing. You're trying, making istighfar, tawbah, but it's not working out. So he's trying everything, but it's not working out. He's trying, where did I go wrong? What happened to me? So I say there's two things, muhabbat and this adab. Don't ever experiment. I've seen these things happening. Umpteen times I've seen how people collapse, right? And one of these two things, either they are compromising in love, in muhabbat, or compromising in adab. And then whatever they had, it just collapses. Slowly. And the worst thing is, it's an istidraj, it's coming so discreetly that you can't even perceive the thing. Whatever happened to me is just falling apart. You know, I was doing so well, Quran Sharif, Sikr, my mutala, my understanding, Quran, Hadith, it was just moving so well. I was just cutting through soft butter, it's just going so smoothly. And now I see I got a blockage, I'm jammed up. I don't see it so clearly. Things are not happening like what it used to be previously. What's happened now? To get my tahajjud, everything used to be working out. See these things here, what it can do to you. A little bit of oversight, not taking heed. And what happens? The person is a hafiz, proper hafiz he is, right? And he looks at something that is not right. With lust, he looks at it. So his sheikh tells him, "Phir uska khamiyaza bhugatna parega." Then you will see the consequence. After 40 years, he forgot the Quran Sharif. What we think, right? One saintly person, and he only had a wrong suspicion of someone. Just a suspicion, wrong suspicion of someone, and he deprived of tahajjud namaz for 6 months. See that? So, as you are moving, then you have to become even more cautious. At the beginner, a lot of things are tolerated. Man came, made pisab in the masjid, was tolerated. So stop the sabi, don't tell him anything. But the other person came to the masjid, and he only spat on the jidarul qibla, qibla wall. Nabi Sam showed, expressed his disapproval. Ihmarrat wajhu. And la ya'ummannakum ba'da hadha. He mustn't ever leave the Ramaz. So this person is treated differently, and that person is treated differently. He is a beginner. This person was so advanced that he could lead the Namaz. So the Aqra'ukum will be the one that performs the Namaz. Aqra' will be the Alam, and he will be the one that's leading the Namaz. So he did this and he's not tolerated. That person did something far worse, but was tolerated. So the beginner is treated differently, and the one that is already going high, so he needs to be very careful. You see, it's like a board now, right? Let's take a board, white board, and that white board is full of scratches all over. You add one additional scratch there, it's visible, not visible. But if it's spotless, and you put one dot there, then it becomes distinct. So that's the person that we're talking of, see, is moving and he's not cautious. The one that, the jet that is moving, or the rocket that is moving, so the ordinary car, ordinary plane, ordinary fuel, right? But a racing car, a different type of a fuel. And a jet, a different type. And a rocket, a different type. See, it must be so pure, so pure. Because you're moving so fast. When you're moving so fast, you need to be so cautious, so careful of yourself. So careful. Checking yourself through and through. Making istighfar, tawbah, istighfar. Being careful. And then the road becomes easier, becomes smoother and smoother. But that caution, ittaqullah, that cannot be forgotten right till the end. Not forgotten. So this person is going all over in Khan. Someone told him, a black woman, now and then she appears before the Rosa Mubarak. Just go to her. So one day she appeared, shabbily dressed, ragged, you know. And he saw, made out that this is a woman. Before he could say anything, so this woman is telling him, Shuf Adan Nabiyyu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look, in life she's showing Rasulullah Pakistan. You see this yaqeen, you see this iman, you see that level of conviction is so great, it's so great. Right? You have to do something to earn that. It doesn't just come like that. We think, no, there's some kitab, I know, so what? It's a different thing. One is the information you've got is different, and do you have it is a different thing. I know, got the information about making money. But is that equivalent to having money? I got the information how to make money, right? I got the formula. But that doesn't mean that you got money. Two different things. I got the information about good health. And a healthy person, two chalk and cheese. Right? This is different, this is different. Now that's where the mistake comes. Sometimes we tell this first year, second year boys, get a very good taqreer, very good bayan they gave on sabr, for example, right? And now, you know, the way he presented it very well, beautiful presentation. So we have to warn them afterwards, by we gave that bayan, mashallah, I was impressed. But don't be misled into thinking that you give a beautiful bayan, you got that sabr. Because now you go home and your mother may just shout you. For no brains. We're going to see what's your response. You know, Mona, you know, Ma, all the ulama are respecting me, complimenting me. You like a kebab, what are you talking about? See, that bayan was a different thing, and real sabr was a different thing. You have to earn, you have to work towards earning it. And the promises of Allah Ta'ala are on these sifat, what I translated as values. So there's two aspects to the perfection of the heart, sound heart. Qalbin Salim. One is the articles of faith and one is the values. Got this, then you got a sound heart. But one of these things, there is a discrepancy, then you can't say that you got Qalb Salim. Both have to be working in place, both have to be there. So one is the Imaniyat and all the articles of faith. Right? And as I say, one of the major blockages in this day is we are reading articles from here, there, everywhere we're reading, and we feel to ourselves that our iman, our belief, our thinking is not affected. I tell you, it's affected. No matter who you are, but it's affected. It's definitely affected. Because you don't have that level of digestion. You don't have that level of digestion. When you don't have that level of digestion, then you must be affected. So that person who's got the level of digestion, his ilm is sound, and he can digest it, he knows what to flush out of the system and what to retain. What to flush out and what to retain. He is not affected. But the person that doesn't have that level of digestion, he may just take in the doubt and he may not know how to flush it out of the system. Obviously he's going to live with himself. Hey, but what about this? What about this ishkal? What about that ishkal? Namaz starts straight away, all the etirazat. Ishkalat are coming up in his mind, so that communication that he's supposed to be enjoying with Allah Ta'ala, he is no longer enjoying. So you take that much, which you can digest comfortably and easily. So one is, I said, the articles of faith. In the articles of faith in this day and time, one is Iman, right? Tawheed. And one is the belief in the Akhirah. Because this belief in the Akhirah is the thing that will bring you right. And put everything in place. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ زَيَّنَّا لَهُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Right? When that belief in that akhirat is not like it's desired, then the whole world becomes the goal. That becomes objective. Dunya ayat of us. Dunya nahi ayat. Bare naraz. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ Look at the verse again. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ زَيَّنَّا لَهُمْ. So this whole world becomes attractive, lucrative, right? When the iman on the akhirat is not like it's supposed to be. It's not like how it's supposed to be. Then everything gets affected. So to the proportion of the weakness of the faith in the akhirat, right, will be the attraction to this dunya. If the yaqeen in the akhirat, right, the conviction in the akhirat is very great, very great. And this thing doesn't mean anything. It comes, mashallah, then doesn't come also, alhamdulillah. Al-Mustafa Rahmatullah explained, I think two saintly persons, it was Ibrahim Azam Rahmatullah and someone else, whoever it was. So they are discussing, tumara hal kya hai? So he says, humara hal yeh hai, if it comes we make shukr and we enjoy, and if it doesn't come, then we make sabr. So that, we say, oh, where you still scratching the surface. When it comes to us, then we are generous, we give it out. When it comes, we give it out. And we don't have the miki shukr. Allah Ta'ala gave us some semblance with your poor servants. The poor servants that will be getting into Jannah 500 years before the Aghniya. Alhamdulillah, we got some semblance with them. But now you see his reasoning and his vision, his sight and his sight. Chalk and cheese. So the whole thing revolves around this Iman and the Akhirat. You will do this and this will be the reward. You won't do this and this is the consequence. So you're looking at it and you're looking at it as real. You're looking at it and you're looking at it as real. I'm not going to do this, I'm going to catch it. I do it, and if it happens, then he's feeling so uneasy until he hasn't repaired the relationship. He is so worried, right? He's so worried, he's so overwhelmed. The relationship with the family is too good, right? One day she's pulled up, but it's very good, you know, very good, enjoyable, and she's not responding, you know, not talking. She's turned aside. Please now, what happened now? Please make bath, I won't do it again. So, yeah, you're too clever, now you do your own thing, go. What happened? I ask you, can you sleep the night? Just one night, you see that affinity, that taluk was like that. That if some small discrepancy, you can't sleep, you feel so uneasy. So that taluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? That if some small thing happens, you're feeling so miserable, so uneasy, and that uneasiness is pushing you by, go and sort yourself out. Go and make tawbah, ask Allah to ask forgiveness. You're crying until that thing is not corrected, you're feeling so miserable. Illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. This is qalba salim and what it requires. It's qalba salim and what it requires for that qalb to be salim. So the qalba salim requires the sifat are right. The values are right. When you say the values are right, sifat are right, that means that you got all those sifat that have been encouraged in the hadith, emphasized or encouraged. You got shukaring, gratitude, right? And of a good level, you got loyalty within you, very loyal, right? Loyalty in you, right? Then you got patience in you, then you got modesty and shame in you, then you got humility and tawazu in you, right? Then you got contentment in you, right? You got all these things at a very high level. Now you can say qalb salim. Then you got a clean heart, you got no malice for anybody, right? Now this is the thing that tips the scale on the day of Qiyamah. Asqalu shay'in fil mizan husnul khuluq. See that? That is now the weightiest thing. One is get the iman right, and one is get the akhlaq right, values right. Iman right, and get the akhlaq right. Now that's the asqalu shay'in fil mizan yawm al qiyamah. The weightiest of things. What type of akhlaq is required in what type of situation? Now that becomes like a natural thing. You know the thing now, alright, this thing was told to me, or this thing had happened to me, and what type of akhlaq I supposed to be showing at this occasion? It becomes so natural in you. Something happens and straight away you're responding accordingly. Whatever happens, and you're responding straight away. You don't have to hesitate, you don't have to blink an eye. There's no hesitation. Thing happens. Well, Qari Taib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. He's newly married. Just married. You see akhlaq and how the akhlaq is gone deep into the heart. And Qari Sahib was very deeply attached to his wife, very deep. Right? When he lost his wife, he used to say also, you know, so biwi fauth ho jati hai, when the wife is gone, to aadmi apne makan mein mehman ki tarah se ho jata hai. When you lost the wife, then you like a guest in the house, try to do this, try to do that, but you don't find the direction. And as long as the wife is around, you're a tazan, put your chest out and doing things. But just wipe off the occasion, see what happens. Just wipe out of the face, whatever. You're in your house, but you lost. So she's so important in the house. By respect the wife. Values must respect. Don't allow anything to come and break and sever the relationship. So, Qari Taib Sahib Rahmatullahi and akhlaq, right? Man, very refined. You see, at his akhlaq, very, very refined. Once I was coming down, that ihtimam is on the first floor in Darul Jum'ah. Some of us that have been, you've seen that, right? That time that was different, right? It was a very narrow staircase going up. Narrow, like this. One person can come up smoothly. Now, students you get up all times. Har kisam ka bizaj, har kisam ki tabiyat, rough, tumble, all types. Qari sahab is going slowly. Qari sahab, his adat was, even he's going home, look down. Not looking right, not looking left. Just down, not looking at any girl, acting absolutely looking down. Right till he reaches his home. Now that was his habit. He's not looking at all, anywhere. Just down. That picture is still in my mind now, how he's walk, humble, looking down, got a stick, and he's moving. Very handsome. At the age of 75, 80 we see him. But too handsome, especially if he is a pan, he looks like different. That you see perhaps because of his being engaged in the khidmat of deen, Allah gave him that beauty, right? We saw him around 75, 80 at that time, right? So now this student is going, coming down with full speed, and he bumped into Qari sahab at that age, right? Qari sahab is not moved. I'm there. I don't know. Bhai, tujhe kuch chot to nahi lagi. You didn't hurt yourself. Not a blinking an eye, it's gone. You see that akhlaq. Otherwise, a double muhtamim. What's wrong with you? You know that this is the staircase of the muhtamim. What do you think of yourself? You know, others also using this thing here. When you consider in how you walk, didn't you learn akhlaq? That would have been the response. But now look at this man here. He's so calm, composed. He knocked Qari sahab badly, right? And Qari sahab's response, bhai, tujhe to koi chot to nahi lagi. Carry on. You see, the akhlaq, it must become immediate. Like impulsive. You know, it happened, and that's the impulse. Straight away, you are showing that. So now, Qari sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, is at home, just married now. Young bride, and the affinity, the taluk, the attachment is too much, right? Someone, when Hazrat Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah had gone to Dhaka, Bangladesh, right? So the Nawab is like the king of the place that time. So the Nawab is complaining about himself. He said, "Mujhe to apni biwi ke saath bahut taluk hai, aur main samajhta hoon ki ye mere deen ke andar nuksan ki alamat hai. My taluk with my wife is too great, and I feel that this perhaps is a deficiency in my mind." But more time advise us, bhai, taluk ko aur mazboot karo. Ye bahut achhi alamat hai. The taluk, keep it even stronger. Within parameters, not out of parameters. Because if the taluk is strong, then your mind will be floating out elsewhere. If the taluk is not strong, then you're looking for satisfaction here, elsewhere, WhatsApp, Twitter, everywhere looking for satisfaction, right? But if it is just stuck on the wife, you're not looking anywhere. I don't need to look anywhere. I don't need to look at any person. This is sufficient for me. For Allah Pak's sake, bhai, please leave this thing out. Please, Allah Pak's sake. There's a type of complaints I get, really, it makes you feel very terrible, very miserable. What's going on? This phone, type of things that are happening to boys, to girls, to everybody, what's happening, how it's devastating the life. If you just come and listen to what's going on, Allah Pak protect us all, our progenies, our children to come. Allah Pak protect everybody. This thing is devastating every marital life. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, please, for Allah Ta'ala's sake, keep a small phone without all these features. Whatever it is, and how important may be. And if it is someone has to have it, business, right? Then just keep it in the business place and don't move it out. People want to contact you with a small phone, no features. Just to phone, talk to you, emergency, etc. But just keep it at that. That's going to be the safety of your iman and the safety of your haya and shame. Iman, see, haya and iman, they go together. One collapses, the other thing will collapse. So for the safety of iman, you have to invest. It's like, you know, ismuhuma akbaru min naf'ihima. We don't deny the benefits. We don't deny it. But definitely I can say without any doubt, right, that the devastation, the problems that it's contained is far greater than the good that it got. It's got good, we don't say it doesn't have good. But the problems that it brings about is far greater. Good home, not good home. But the moment you get sucked into it, to pull back and to move out of it really, really is difficult. For your own iman, for the iman of your home, for the goodness of your home and your children, please, for Allah's sake. It's so terrible, you know. When I see someone coming into the masjid area, right, entering the gate, you know, or coming to the masjid for a phone, I feel miserable, right? But you're walking into a park, you're walking into an entertainment park, but do you know you're entering into the divine presence? Do you have that level of consciousness and Allah's presence in your mind? You don't have that and you say, no, I'm a namazi, I'm a very pious person. But your mind is stuck in all these things here. If your iman was right, you would have just stepped in the car or left it at home. But it's a totally different relationship. إِلَّا مَنْ أَطَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ requires أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ. Pure devotion is only due to Allah Ta'ala. Undivided attention. What? Pure devotion? Undivided. I ask you, got that thing in your home, in your pocket, wherever. I ask you, is your attention divided or is it pure for Allah Ta'ala? You cannot say it's pure. Allah wants أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ. And this is being repeated. مَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفًا. That purely for me. I don't want any type of partnership in this. حُنَفًا. Purely for that devotion must be for me and for me only. I don't want any type of person taking a share with this. Taking a share into this. Me only. Allah Bhagwan said like that. مَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ. Say, no, Allah Bhagwan, you know, phone now is a zaruat and this person last one masala and whatever, and you mix your whole mind until, as the Muhammad says, until your ta'alluq and your relationship with Allah Ta'ala is so sound, it's immovable, that talking of this type of relationship is nafsani. But you don't know where you're going to tip the scale. Yeah, there, wherever, you know, your ta'alluq is like the Khulafa'i Rashideen. That's at a different level. Then you can say, Ujahizu jayshi wa ana fi salah. Then you can say that. But now, your level is like this, and you want to imitate the Khulafa'i Rashidin, but it's not on this. Not right. So get this thing right. Isku sahi kar liya, to har cheez sahi ho jayegi. Aur isme kharabi a gayi, to har cheez mein kharabi aayegi. It's the taluk with Allah Ta'ala is like the heart, is the nucleus. If there's a problem there, the whole thing is a problem. You know, some things in your body is so sensitive. I say, ask you, one hair gets into your mouth, you feel at ease. A small grain is stuck somewhere, you feel at ease. It's a sensitivity. So if the mouth is so sensitive, can you imagine how sensitive the heart is? Mouth, one small grain, that thing is playing out. Namaz, you can't concentrate. In the work that you're doing, you can't concentrate. You have to take the thing out. It's one hair, and what it does to you. So can you imagine the sensitivity of the heart? How sensitive that thing is? So we're talking about Qayyid Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, after his grave news, right? So now his mother got upset, right? A woman, I know, sometimes they short fuse, they say something. Impossible, they don't mean it, but they say it. You know, that moment, they just become, ki akal ni mal hai. Got no brains, what are you saying? They'll just tell you, they'll shout you there. To understand, the naqisat, when they naqisat, so you must say, Alhamdulillah, Sadaqa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to say that. Be happy, must be this renewal, man. Sadaqa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. See, to be tasdeeq of it. I say, why? I'm such a big alim, you know, the whole Durban talks about me, you know, and this chamcha here, what she's doing here to me. Then you're going to miss the whole thing. So now Qari Sahib is with his family. Is married, respect, and now everybody at that time when you're married now, you want to impress a lot of these young people now when they just get married now, they read Quran Sharif, such a well, such a qiraat style, all the seven styles will come out before the wife. All right. Mashallah, don't stop them, right? But now she got, the mother got angry. For some small petty reason, no fault of Qari Sahib, she was right. Mother came straight, one slap. Front of the wife, and she gave Qari Sahib once more. He is the principal of Darul Dioban, the biggest university in the world, Islamic university. And this woman here gave him one slap. Now, see Qari Sahib's response. He took his mother's hand with love, kissed it. Said, Alhamdulillah, I'm so grateful to Allah Ta'ala. You're showing me the same concern and love, right? You're showing me the same concern and love. as when I was small, you know, a small child, and you had concern, you had a love, you had a ta'alluq with me. Now that ta'alluq, the concern and the love has not changed. You still show me the same love, the same concern, the same muhabbat. I really appreciate jazakallah. But you see, this comes immediate. And for all of us, it will take us time now. Right? It's happened. But I must think now what the Buzugad Adin did, what the hadith says. And then after about 1 week, we'll say, oh, you know, it's alright. After 1 week, we'll come to that conclusion. Innama sabru in the sadmatil ula. See, the reward is in the first strike. It has struck you and straight away. That's called that sifat. That's called that value. And that is askalu shay'in fil mizan. That it happens straight away, alright, you're responding in a different way. It just happens. It's fresh, and you respond straight away without any hesitation, no blinking of an eye. Straight away you responded in that way. His sifat is right, his iman is right. His iman and yaqeen is right, his sifat is right. Alhamdulillah, this person is man atallaha bi qalbin salim. The hadith, the things come, is repeated. Under this hadith, Mullah Ali Qayyim rahimahullah says, you know, that uhibbu an akhruja ilaykum wa ana salimus sadr. That don't carry tales about my sahaba, because I want to come to you, my heart is salim, qalbin salim. So he says, what he says? He says, yes, that's an important point. That's an indication that the ummahatul mu'min will not carry tales to Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he was salim sadr within the house. That is why uhibbu an akhruja ilaykum wa ana salim sadr. That they won't carry tales, this panchayat here, that person did this and he did this and he didn't say that, right? So there's no panchayat in the house at all, absolutely, right? No panchayat, no carrying tales, no stories, no ghibat at all. So Rasulullah's heart is absolutely good and clean for everybody. But he says, "By when I come out to you as well, don't carry tales." What he's telling us is two things. One is that the house is very clean. One is I'm human, right? When I'm human, you're going to carry tales about someone or the other, then I'm going to get affected. A human being, when you carry a tale, telling a story, won't you get affected? You get affected. So please, don't you confuse or corrupt my heart. I'm clean here, let me be clean and pure outside as well. Abu Tawfiq Sibir.